Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, James. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. I'm all right. I'm just looking at the stats there, having a little quick look.
Yeah, it's epic stuff. I mean, to be fair, Izzy Brand in the St. Finney goal. And I have to say, defender Megan Eady as well.
Yeah.
They've had really good games today.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I've kept the score down.
Yeah, definitely. I think they usually play in like a 4-2-3-1 or 4-3-3. And they've come and they've put five at the back today just to make it a bit more difficult for us. And fair play to them. They've done well in moments there. But listen, that it was good for us today to get some minutes in some players' legs.
How important is that? Because obviously it's the plate. We've never actually won this competition. So
no.
I mean, it'd be, if all goes well,
yeah.
Without being too arrogant, it'd be nice to leave this league forever and win that trophy on the way out the door.
Yeah.
But it was handy to get players like Hugh Kennelly back involved. Give minutes to the likes Paige Stopford,
yeah.
Has played a lot of time today. Shauna Jean returning back to the club. I mean, how good was it to have players playing minutes like that?
Yeah, I think for us today, we were looking at it. We've gone with a kind of a different lineup that we did last week and the weeks before, but we've been needing to get minutes on players. We've been needing to get minutes in legs, because when we've been calling on people in games in like last 20, 30 minutes to impact, they've not been sharp enough. So we're trying to get ourselves in a position where we're a bit sharper with our players that are coming off the bench. And it was good today. I thought down that left hand side in the first half with Paige Stopford and Ellie Kelly, it was just like I would have hated to play on that right hand side for Tom Finney today, because they were just turning as soon as they received it, they were just running straight at him, and it was like it's a defender's nightmare that. And they were really dominant in the first half, especially.
I mean, we're going to discuss Sally Kelly in a second, but just to mention for Paige Stopford, who we were saying there in the games we've commentated on, obviously Paige Stopford's played a bit role. She's been very much involved today,
yeah.
And that was a fine performance. It was just missing a goal or two,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that was brilliant and shows the potential there.
Well, this is it. I spoke to Paige when she got the pitch from my shooting today. I went, listen, I said, let's get you in positions to shoot first, and you've created them, you've got where you need to be. I think for Paige Stopford as well, she's coming to us as a youngster, and we're trying to, she's coming to, thinking she's a nine, and not really knowing what player she is, so we're trying to create a position where we're going, well, this is how you're going to play, this is how we want you to play, and this is where you're going to get in on the action. And she's seen it today, she just needs to trust herself, like she can go past players, like they're not even there. So I was like, that's your strength, play on that strength, and we've seen a lot of that today. But like I said, she just turned 17, put these types of players in development positions over the next few years, and these are going to be the next players for the future.
Absolutely. You'll have her playing right back in no time, won't you, James? But I mean, this is the thing, this is why it's so exciting. I mean, we've spoken in the past about the development of a development squad here,
yeah.
That news about academy trials, it's like building the stepping stones to get to the first team. And you look at Donalds, you look at Stopford, you look at Ellie Kelly, you look at Rigby,
yeah.
And you think we could get more players of that calibre,
yeah.
Keep them involved in the club, get them more playing time.
That's what we need.
In a development squad.
Yeah. This is crucial for us. Like I've said it since minute one I came into the club, is if we don't have that, you're going to lose these players to other clubs in the area, in the catchment area, like your Stockport Counties, and who have got these development teams. Cheadle Town have now got the development team. Even West Didsbury have got the development team. We're going to lose them because they're not getting minutes. And to have that coming in next year, and hopefully, fingers crossed, if it all goes well, we'll be able to keep these players on board. And when we need them for the first team, they're coming in sharp, ready to go. But yeah, like I say, listen, make a joke there about putting these players right back and left back in that. But they're basically like other midfielders, aren't they? How do they expect it to play?
Hey, that takes me to my next question.
Yeah.
Chelsea Patient and Emily Marsh.
Yeah.
When did they become wingers? Is this something you've been working on?
To be fair, I've always said it is, if a team leave one striker forward, we don't leave. We just need to leave two back. That's it. And if we're in a position where we've got a couple of sitting midfielders and just giving us a bit of that like kind of double pivot that we did in the first half, then the defenders can go. Like whoever, it doesn't matter who breaks the line. It really doesn't matter. Like as long as we're covered, then anyone can do it. And if the defenders are doing it, then and the centre halves are doing it, it's less expected. And people don't really know how to deal with that. They're expecting a midfielder to break into and try and break lines, but when a centre half just drives out, and you used to see it for United back in the day. Rio Ferdinand used to do it. He used to just pick the ball up and just pull out of the defence, and you wouldn't know what to do with him. And we're trying to create that from our defenders being involved in attack.
Well, we're obviously fairly young, but Paul remembers the Dutch side of the 70s, and it was very similar, wasn't it, Paul?
Yeah.
But, I mean, this game this afternoon, we created loads of chances.
Yeah.
If I was going to be hypercritical,
yeah,
finishing. Yeah. That's the only thing we can really say, isn't it, about this in a kind of...
Yeah. We have got some reinforcements coming in next week or so. I think people will be happy, like with some of the players that we're bringing in and stuff. And it's not because of the quality of the people that we've got. It's football. It's form. It's some people have injuries. It takes some time. Ash Hayes come back from an injury. It's been a difficult one for her. Chelsea Flanagan's had a bit of a serious knee injury, and she's on the mend now as well. So we're looking who's going to get us them goals. And we have had to go into a bit of the transfer market, and in the next kind of week or so we will be announcing some forwards. So hopefully when we're creating 10 chances we're scoring 4 or 5 goals instead of it being taking us 100 chances.
I mean, to be fair, I mean those chances are being created with some delightful football.
Yeah.
And let's discuss player of the match. There is an argument to say, you know, Stopford's had a cracking game. Yeah. Birtwistle, phenomenal in midfield. I'm sorry, but we're giving it to Ellie Kelly once again.
Yeah,
and the thing that did it for us, because the first half was tremendous, that ball to find Chambers in the second half is another level.
Ridiculous.
And you just can't.
Look, again, though, she's playing left back, she's going right back, she's dropping into midfield. I've said this, I don't know how many times we've had this conversation on the radio, is she's a player who you tell her once to do something and she gets what you're trying to do. You say, oh, I want you to do this, I want you to go invert into midfield and go and find these spaces and pop up. But Ellie Kelly came through Liverpool's academy and she was a 10. So, and she's come to me and I've gone, all right, let's see what we can do with her. And she's trusted me. And I know people when 10s getting told that they're going to play fullback, they think, oh,
it works. Well, so,
yeah, here we go. But we've now got a 10. I always say this about, look at Man City with Cancelo. He could play 10 in teams in the Premier League. And if he started for Wolverhampton as a 10, you'd probably get goals. Whereas he'd been played in a fullback position and you don't know what to do with him. Like, she's skinning people from right back, left back.
Well, look at Ashley Cole, or from an FC perspective, Jerome Wright. I mean, you've got a skillful fullback.
It creates the overload, doesn't it? And traditionally, you have these flat back fours and they're all big, solid defenders, and the game's moved on from that now. Like, you can't have that. You need your fullbacks to be bombing out, creating chances. And you heard Sir Tom Finney, the players, they were going, I don't know what to do with her. Do I go back with her?
And in that first half where you got Rigby on the right and Kelly on the left, I mean, both of them were kind of playing inside midfielders at times.
Yeah, they're inverting themselves. Yeah.
It was good.
Well,
to watch.
That's what we've been practicing for the when we're tilting on one side. We have the fullbacks inverting themselves and blocking the pitch and trying to pin teams in. Because then what you do is you naturally get the opposition's wide players. They don't really know what to do, so they just go backwards and think, oh, well, that's safe down there, and you end up pinning teams in, which we saw for large periods. I think if we're a little bit more clinical today, like it could have been 10, 12. 15, you know what I mean, without being too disrespectful.
But through to the quarterfinals of the plate, we're going to have to wait a while, I think, because there's first round matches that are happening today as well.
Yeah.
This was obviously a bye game into the second round.
Yeah.
So through to the quarterfinals, Blackburn next week,
yes,
away from home.
I'm looking, listen, they when we played them, we beat them, I think it was 4-0 we beat them, but their coach's reaction was something that I was like, oh, okay. Their coach was like, yeah, we didn't take our chances today. Like, on another day, we would have probably got smiled this game. And I was kind of like, I didn't see that from them. But then that attitude was like, oh, these might be one to watch these. When you're looking at their results, they are picking up results from teams. So, listen, it's like Crewe last week. Like, I was fuming about throwing away the lead to them. But when you look at that, like, Salford went there and drew against them. Last year, Merseyrail, when they won the league, the only draw they got away from home was Crewe. Like, you have to kind of look at it sometimes and go, these teams are going to take points, like Blackburn, the Crews, Fleetwood. They are going to take points off teams, and hopefully it's the teams that we want them to take points off. Do you know what I mean?
Looking forward to it, though.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good game. Fingers crossed it goes ahead. I know they've had some issues with pitches and stuff, but yeah, looking forward to it.
Good stuff. Well, James, big thank you for joining us, and congratulations on today's performance. Fully enjoyed that. I mean, the football in the first half was another level. It was really good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.